at the end of the fourth Aliyah of this week's Parsha, Moshe has this very philosophical exchange with Hashem Yisbarach, and Hashem tells him his name, and then he ends up telling him, Kosomar el bnei Yisrael, Hashem lokei vasachem lokei Abraham lokei Yitzchak lokei Yaakov shlochan eichem, zesh shemidi olam, zezechri lidor dor. And we know Rashi quotes the famous Medrash Chazal, Zeshmi Le'olam is written without a vav, Le'alim, like Le'alim. You have to hide his name, and Lo Kfish Ani Nechtav, Ani Nikra, even though we write Hashem's name as Yud Kei Vav Kei, we don't say it that way, right? We hide it, and we say it as generally Hashem Adnos. So why do we, in fact, hide Hashem's name? And if it's written Yud Kei Vav Kei, why do we pronounce it Aleph Dal Nun Yud instead? So there are very, very many different interpretations of this. On a simple level, you could just say it's a matter of respect. The Kuzari says, towards the end of the Sefer Kuzari, that Yud Kei Vav Kei is Hashem's proper name, the actual name of Hashem. All the other names are descriptions of Hashem. And it's respectful, you know, when you're talking to an emperor. You don't say, you don't call him by his first name. You call him Caesar or Emperor or whatever it is. So it's respectful that even though it's written Hashem's actual name, we call him by a title, not by a name, out of respect. On a deeper level, the Maharsha wants to say that it has to do with the Midos of Hashem. Maharsha explains that Yud Kei Vav Kei is Midos HaRachamim. That's Hashem's pure essence of Midas HaRachamim. And even though Hashem's pure essence is really Midas HaRachamim, but in this world, there's a Havvinu created up in Midas HaDin, and even the Maskana, it's a sheet of Midas HaDin and Midas HaRachamim. The Shem Adnos is rulership, is the Lashon of Din, and he points out it even has the Dalet Nun of Din inside. So we write it, Yudkei Vavki, and read it, B'Shem Adnos, because in this world, Hashem reveals himself to both Rachamim and Din. But the Gemara says in Psachim that in Olam Haba will only pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei, so a pure world of Rachman. However, Rav Hirsch says something which I think is closer to the Pashup Shat and more relevant to our lives. He says, what is Yud Kei Vav Kei? That's not just the name, it's the essence of Hashem. Hashem is the eternally existent. There are all different Pshatim, the philosophers, exactly what it means. But it means the secret of the existence of Hashem, the nature of Hashem. What's the nature of Hashem? You know, theologians have, for thousands of years, been trying to figure out the nature of Hashem, and people have written a lot of books about it, and Goyish philosophers have written a lot of books about it, and Jewish philosophers have written a lot of books about it. And ultimately, we can't really understand, we in this world as physical beings, can't really understand the nature of Hashem, right? Like, it's written there. Written is the absolute truth. The absolute objective truth is that it's Hashem was a certain nature, certain very specific kind of being. But we can't pronounce that. We can't actually understand. The Rambam thinks we can come close to understanding, but maybe we can't even come even that close to understanding the nature of Hashem. Okay, what's the relevance for us? So it's written Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what's written, Hashem's holy objective Torah. How do we read it? How do we apply that to us? Shem Adnos. What does Adnos mean? He's our master. Right? Asher k'dashanu v'tosav v'tzivanu. He gives us mitzvahs, and we fulfill the mitzvahs, and we're oved him. Right? That's something which is very relevant to us. You don't need to be a big philosopher to understand that you have to be oved Hashem. What Hashem really is, I'm not a big enough philosopher. I don't know what Hashem is. But I know he's someone that I have to be oved. I know he created the world, and he created me, and I have to be oved him. And maybe that's what Hashem's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's really, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes you ever talk to a... to a non-Jewish clergy, a religious person, a Christian of some sort, what do you guys do in yeshiva all day? And he's very surprised. I thought you learned about God all day. You know, you're only learning about Shor Shanagach Zapara, et cetera. You're in law school or you're in, religious school. And, okay, the Nefesh HaChaim already answered that on a deep level. The Rav already discussed that in Halachic Mind, but it's really in this pasuk. Saying, yeah, you can sit all day and clear about all kinds of all kinds of theology, and maybe there's a place for that, but ultimately you're not going to get any answer. Zeshmi li'olam, that's what's hidden. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu understood something, it was written in the Torah, but that's what's hidden. What's relevant for us, it's not our job to figure out how the Olam HaSol Yonim work. It's not our job to figure out what Hashem Yisparach is. It's not our job to figure out all the secrets of theology. It's our job that we read it, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Adonim Shali. It's our job to make Hashem our master, to be Oved Hashem, to bring Hashem into our lives and say, you know, whatever Hashem is in his life is his business. But in my life, Hashem has to be the focus that I want to be Oved Hashem, I want to do Ritzon Hashem, I want to bring, reveal quote Hashem in the world. And when Hashem opens up to Moshe and says, go to the Jewish people and introduce me, He says, this is how you have to introduce me. I'm something transcendent, totally beyond anything you can understand. That's hidden, and you should know that's true. But what the difference it makes in your life is you have to leave the secrets on the side, and in your life you have to be oved me, and you have to fulfill my mitzvos and try to come close to me, not through philosophical understanding, but through avodah, through the experience of doing my mitzvos, and that will ultimately bring you to ruchnius.